But have a little bit of fun first, okay? What did Adam say the day before Christmas? It's Christmas Eve. Come on, that's pretty good, isn't it? It's Christmas Eve. What do snowmen have for breakfast? Snowflakes. Oh. No, not off Steve, actually. Why couldn't the skeleton go to the Christmas party? You must know this one. Because he had no body to go with. What do you call a blind reindeer? No idea. That's bad, isn't it? What do you sing at a snowman's birthday party? Any ideas? Freeze a golly fellow, freeze. What Christmas carol is a favourite of parents? Do you hear the way that Solana said that? Silent night. What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations? Tinselitis. You've been pulling all the Christmas crackers, haven't you? I could just see you at home just pulling them, going through about 30 of them just for the jokes. This was a good one. What happened to the man who stole a calendar at Christmas? He got 12 months. What's green covered in tinsel and goes ribbit, ribbit? Mistletoad. Mistletoad. Well, I've run out of jokes now, so there you are. You just have to rely on your... You'll have to rely on your Christmas crackers from now on. I wanted to just share a few thoughts with you. Just simple thoughts, really, about Christmas. And I was thinking at Christmas time, you know, the world sees lots of candles, doesn't it? It's a lovely time. I've got lots of candles for Christmas. In fact, Solana said to me this morning, what candle do you want me to light? And what are the ones that we've got? Yankee candles. And we've got, last year I bought a collection, a job lot, a Del Boy special, 72 Yankee mini candles. And the smells are out of this world, literally. And my favourite is, what's that one? Sugar Plum Fairy, or something like that. So if you were to visit us over Christmas, you'd get all sorts of wafts. But you know, the world thinks of a candle, but we have to remember, what's the candle about? Jesus is the light of the world, isn't he? He's the one who gives light. And I love, you know, I don't know if you've ever had a power cut and you can't find a torch or anything like that, but all of a sudden you light a candle and there's something, I don't know, maybe I'm just a bit, I am cheesy, but something lovely about lighting a candle in a dark room. And the way that it just sheds light is special. And I think, you know, Jesus is more than a candle. He's the light of the world who gives light to every man. When I think of Christmas and the children, we'll see Santa Claus, Father Christmas, and then they'll learn that their parents have also given gifts along with Santa. But you know, the Bible says that our Father in heaven is the one who gives us good gifts. And a thought for this Christmas will be, for the coming years, what gifts will we use that God has given us to love and serve other people? What gifts do we have that we can share with other people? The world sees tinsel on a tree. Another cheesy favourite thing of mine is when you drive along and you see houses that are decorated with... I absolutely love it. I mean, some people might think it's really gaudy and typical Simon Essex thing, but I love it when it's just lit up and you can hardly see the house for the bulbs. It's just me. But when you think about it, and even if they're not doing it for that reason, what must the glory of God be like? What must heaven be like in all its splendour? So in a childlike way, when I see all these lights, I'm reminded that, you know, this season is about something magical. It's really magical. You know, it's a lot more than Home Alone, although that's a very comical film. It's a lot more than some of the little magical films that we watch. It's about God's glory. The world sees a Christmas story. Some of them go to nativity plays, and now Reuben and Freddie are in the upper juniors. I only get to see two plays rather than four, and that's a real shame. Mark's laughing as well. But you know, when I think about it, it's more than just a Christmas story. It's a fact. Christmas is a beautiful message for us all. Christmas is a time for family and friends. It can be a difficult time. But the bigger picture is that now as Christians, we're part of the family of God. Even if we're just a small number here this morning, we're part of a Christian family, and that's a privilege. At Christmas, maybe not in the Northwest, but in many other places, it's a time for winter snow. And when you see the white hills, it's so beautiful, isn't it? If you've been anywhere and it's just beautiful white. There was a Christmas about 15 years ago here, and Solana and I went for a walk along the promenade, and it was just pure white, wasn't it? And the streets, it was like magical, really magical, you know. And even the seasons remind us of God's goodness and his faithfulness. But also that picture of white is a picture of purity as well. It reminds me that God sees me in Christ clean. Out of Christ, I'm not clean. But in Christ, I'm covered in Christ, and I've been made clean in him. A few more thoughts. They see a baby in a manger, but we see God sharing humanity. That's incredible. You see funny films and scenes where children hide the baby Jesus or drop him on the floor, or you get all these funny clips on YouTube, you know, a child running off with a baby Jesus during the play. No, you're ruining the play. But, you know, as Christians, as much as we enjoy that, we marvel in the truth that God shared his nature. That's amazing. He shared his nature in human form. That is truly amazing. The world sees a vulnerable baby. We see Jesus humbling himself, laying down his life. And he said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." So even Christmas, we see the humility of the Word becoming flesh. Amazing. The world sees a smelly stable, but it reminds us that Jesus came for a smelly world, doesn't it? Even Chewbacca agrees. The world is reminded of the star. All those astronomical signs, astronomy, pointing to the arrival of the Jewish Messiah. And yet we see and are reminded of the one who threw the stars into space by a word. Let there be light. Amazing how God is, how beautiful. They see shepherds watching their flocks, and we see songs about shepherds washing their socks. I don't know if you remember at school, we were always changing the hymns. Isn't it? I don't know if you remember some of them. Probably the ones that are not too cheeky, you could probably remind us of. And finally, the world sees angels declaring his birth. But really, what I, as a Christian, see is angels that were lost completely in wonder, love, and praise. You know where the scripture says that the angel came before a shepherd, and then it says a whole host joined him? Well, I don't suppose it was every angel that joined. I mean, I don't know. There are millions of them according to scripture. And maybe there were, you know, maybe there were every angel joining in. But I kind of imagine that if it wasn't every angel, how would you audition for that as an angel? Choose me. I want to be there. I want to declare his birth. Or you stay in heaven. You know, you could sing here. But, you know, I think, like I said on Sunday, it's a privilege for Christians to recapture that wonder and joy of Christmas. So my message to you is happy Christmas. God bless you. Enjoy your Christmas lunch. Don't eat too much chocolate. Pick up all the wrapping paper first, and it helps you relax. And enjoy your Christmas break.